I'm Mike Fraser. This is WYSO Today for Thursday, May 21st. Two lawsuits recently filed in Ohio are taking on the 2023 voter-approved constitutional amendment that legalized reproductive rights and abortion access. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
The lawsuits are on different grounds and in different courts, and Jesse Hill, an attorney from the Reproductive Rights Law Initiative at Case Western Reserve, says they lack merit.
I can say unequivocally there is no merit to any of the arguments in either lawsuit.
Hill says opponents of the 2023 amendment are taking legal steps to try to weaken that protection. Abortion opponent Janet Folger Porter, in a video posted to her group's webpage, says that amendment is unconstitutional.
The enemy overplayed their hand.
Folger Porter says multiple portions of state law cannot be amended by a simple vote. She says it would require a constitutional convention instead. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Dayton Metro Library will host its annual Dayton Black Women's Film Festival workshop this Friday. This year's theme is Cinema as Our Classroom. The library says it'll explore how Black women educate through film. This year's festival will recognize cinema as a tool of education, legacy, and liberation by and for Black women filmmakers. DML says participants will walk away with foundational screenwriting skills and industry insights. The event will be on Friday, May 22nd, that's tomorrow, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the West Branch. Registration is required. For more information, visit DaytonMetroLibrary.org. State law requires Ohioans to show an unexpired photo ID to vote. Some Republican state lawmakers want it in the Constitution as well. As State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, the lawmakers have introduced a joint resolution to put the issue on the ballot.
A driver's license, passport, military ID, or state photo ID is required to cast a ballot in Ohio. But Republican Representative Adam Byrd says future legislatures could change that. So he and other Republicans want it in the Constitution. And he thinks Ohioans will want that too.
I think Ohioans' reaction to that bill has been very positive.
Over the weekend, Republican candidate for Governor Vivek Ramaswamy called for Ohioans to vote on the issue. He's on the ballot this fall, and Byrd says lawmakers want to put this issue before voters in November as well. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The American Indian-led arts nonprofit Caesars Ford Theater will premiere a new film called Stomping Freedom in Yellow Springs this month. It's ahead of America's 250th anniversary. WYSO's Indigenous Affairs reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley tells us that the film examines who was in Ohio at that time 250 years ago.
Stomping Freedom is a political thriller that recounts the tension between Shawnee villagers and American settlers during the American Revolution in 1778. All but three actors in the 25-member cast hail from federally recognized American Indian tribal nations. That includes the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma, Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, as well as historic Ohio tribes like the Seneca Cayuga Nation and Shawnee Tribe. Kane Stratton is the director and screenwriter. He says Caesars Ford Theater wants the audience to understand Ohio wasn't part of the United States 250 years ago.
This was the home of tribal nations that lived here and could trace their culture and heritage back thousands and thousands and thousands of years to this area.
The film premieres at the Little Art Theater on May 27th at 7 p.m. A donation is required for admission. Following the screening, production team members will reflect on making the film and share plans for CFT's future. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
The Republican candidate for governor has unveiled a plan that he says will fight back against billions of dollars in Medicaid fraud that was first reported by a national conservative outlet. Vivek Ramaswamy says his crackdown will benefit Ohioans, including the 3 million people in the $47 billion a year Ohio Medicaid program. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this.
Ramaswamy says he'll bring in $3.1 billion by asking the federal government to allow Ohio to keep 65 cents of every dollar of Medicaid fraud found instead of 35 cents now. He also says he'll cut down bureaucracy that's caused ballooning costs and widespread fraud, which he says he'll prosecute.
We need to be taking steps now. This is an emergency. We will treat it as an emergency when we take office in January.
Though Republicans have run state government since 2011, Ramaswamy and GOP leaders who were with him for his announcement say this is a priority because Governor Mike DeWine and former Medicaid Director Maureen Corcoran didn't take steps to stop fraud and even didn't follow the law. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Hopefully some sun this afternoon as temperatures should get up to around 70 degrees. Gives us a chance to dry out from the rain we received over the past day or so, but more rain is expected beginning on Friday, and looks like we'll have rain chances through the Memorial Day weekend. And that's WISO Today for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Mike Fraser.